Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. And we are joined by both of the locally grown, locally owners. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning.
Carlos Griego, George Rojas, how are you guys?
Good.
We're doing great. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I appreciate you joining us. And because of the new COVID-19 restrictions, you guys are being great sports and talking with us over the phone. There's kind of becoming a genre of phone interviews. It's almost like people are now thinking it's so cool that they're even in the same room, but they're talking on the phone. And we're not doing that. You guys are at your office, and we're here at the KNKT studio. So thank you so much for joining us. Carlos, you're a pretty regular guest on our show. You also sponsor the programming here on KNKT, and it's a pleasure to meet George. George is your partner with Bosky Plumbing and Heating. Tell us about Bosky Heating and Cooling, your family, your business family, and your mission as a business.
So the Bosky family, of course, is just a really tight-knit group of people that came together and work real hard together and have a similar vision in just making the place we live in, we work, a better place.
Carlos, I gotta stop you right there. The phone stuff sometimes doesn't work the way we want it. You went from being very clear to we couldn't hear you at all. So I'm gonna suggest that you guys go back to just the phone.
Okay.
That sounds better already. Go ahead.
How's that?
Yeah, that's better. Can you start over with us?
Yeah, so the Bosky family is just a tight-knit group of people that came together with a similar vision, just to make the place we live and we work just a better place all the way around. You know, as the people get up and they come to work and they're inspired to come to work, it's not unconscious where they come in and they're just going through the motions. They have intent when they're there, and their intention is to take care of other people and take care of each other. And that's just kind of the model you see inside the business. If you were to look at it, you know, from 30,000 feet, you'd probably refer to it more as like a servant leadership culture that we have and we've adopted in our business, and we'll continue to do so.
You know, I want to, before I have you introduce George to us, I want you to kind of explain that servant attitude that you have, because Carlos, you two are the generals of the business, yet you have a servant's heart to serve not only your customers but your employees as well, don't you?
Right. You know, Jim, you know, we always talk about I worked in a corporation for a good part of my life, and it's hard when you go into a place and you don't feel like you're part of something. And you want people to know that not only are you fighting for them in the background as they're out working on the front side, but you want them to know that you're looking 5 or 10 years down the road for them, which is really hard to do in what we do, because life expectancy in this industry it's hard on you. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your mind. Being in any kind of construction where you're up on ladders and down on your knees, it's just a really hard life. So what we try to focus on doing in our roles is having those people set up 5 and 10 years down the road where they have a job or a position that they could probably do the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Well, and you're providing those career opportunities. Introduce us to George, your partner at Bosky Plumbing and Heating.
This is George Rojas. He is the CFO of the company, one of my good friends and my better half. George, say hello.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you, Carlos. Hey, George.
Hi, how are you, Jim?
I'm doing well, George. Hey, I so much appreciate you being here. And, George, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the company.
So my background is doing a lot of work with insurance companies, doing a lot of work in the construction aspect of our industry. And Carlos and I are not only friends, but we're also kind of relatives. Our wives are cousins, and that's how we met each other years and years and years ago, and decided even back then that we should go into business together. And in 2018, we made that happen, or we made that come true.
Mm.
So it's it's a really good compliment that we have for one another. You know, we kind of have a running joke in our office that between the two of us, we know everything regarding our industry. Because if I don't know it, I usually turn to him and he knows it, and it's, you know, and vice versa. So it's between the two of us, we can solve anything.
Well, and Carlos has explained to us on past shows that you guys really kind of wanted to be a one-stop shop. I mean, normally if you have a plumbing issue in your home, a lot of times you might have water damage or some other things. You may have roof problems and so on and so forth. So you had been having to contract out certain aspects, but now you can kind of take care of the whole shebang for a homeowner, right?
That's exactly right. And we found, and it goes back to our vision, right, about serving the community. One of the things that we have found in the past is that, you know, for example, a plumbing leak, we would get called out because somebody had a water line break and flood their house. Yes, we could go out and take care of the water line breaking and repair it, but then the customer was left with a wet, saturated home and didn't know or didn't have the expertise to know what steps they could take, or even that that's something that could be covered by insurance. So we saw that need and decided to fulfill it in the sense that we can get involved from the beginning, walk the customer through the insurance process, let them know exactly what they can expect and how they can put their house back together with the least cost to them as possible. And therefore, they're better off because they have, a sense of what to expect and where to go. And it encompasses our vision of leaving a place better than we found it, right? We're not going to go there, do our job, and leave without trying to do what we can to leave that home and that homeowner in a better place than before they called us.
That's right. Well, and both of you, I mean, I want to give an example to our listeners. Monica Griego, who we work with here at KNKT Radio and Star 88, Monica had some major pipes burst in her home, and you all did exactly this. You helped her get new sheetrock. Well, you fixed all the plumbing. I think you even had to do a little electrical that might have been damaged, and then you helped her with the flooring and the carpeting and the sheetrock and everything, and she was very pleased with the work that you both did.
That's exactly right. And that's the perfect example of somebody that didn't know what basically she could get or she was entitled to based on what insurance was going to cover. So we were able to walk her through the whole process, help her by fixing her plumbing, doing new carpet, fixing her sheetrock, painting, everything. And she didn't have to worry about calling different contractors to try and set that up and be, in a sense, a lot of companies expect the homeowner to become their own general contractor, and they don't have the contacts, they don't have the knowledge, the wherewithal to know who to call or what to do. And that's where we basically can come in and tell her, Monica, just call us, we'll take it from here. You know, and in that case, we left her house much, much better than we found it.
Yeah, and I want to say also that I've used you guys also at my parents. My parents are elderly. I don't want my dad or mom up on a ladder anymore. And you all came in. They had, I can't remember what you call that black pipe that they no longer allow you to use in homes. But you had to come into my parents' home and actually replace some of that and reroute, you know, some of the water lines and things to make that that rectify that whole situation, because after, you know, 30, 40 years, that black pipe, it's kind of like a plastic stuff. What's that called, Carlos?
The black poly pipe.
Yeah. And they, I guess they don't even let you use that anymore in homes. So you guys came in and really did a nice job. I'm kind of an old guy now myself, so I'm kind of set in my ways. But my parents were so pleased about how clean you kept the site, everything that you did. You answered all their questions, and they tried to stay out of your way, but your crew was very kind, very professional, and I so much appreciate that. Carlos, why don't you tell us really quickly all the services that are available through Bosky Heating and Cooling?
So we have plumbing, heating, and cooling, of course. Those all go hand in hand. And then we have roofing, restoration, and even remodel that a lot of people don't know. So we could actually, if you're planning on doing a remodel or a redesign of the interior house or something like that, that's all stuff that encompasses in what we already do. All those things kind of fall under the same roof, because I don't know how many homes that we go into that have water damage because the roof was leaking, and then people were starting to struggle with getting good contractors to do the roof. So somehow we got into doing roofing very early on in this thing, and we just been doing it ever since. So we could do full roofing, full restoration, or complete remodel if need be.
Yeah.
Which you could visit us on Facebook or Instagram, and you could see just how in depth we get with these remodels as far as kitchens and bathrooms. And I don't know, I would say we probably do somewhere combined, what would you say, like 3 or 4 kitchens a month?
About and, so and bathrooms. And maybe like we do more bathrooms than kitchens right now, but it's usually relating to where the water sources are. Mm. Because that's usually where the damage is at.
Right. Well, and I can tell you, I mean, I have a friend of mine. They have an older home, they have a little leak, behind the shower. Haven't even been able to call Carlos about this yet, but they have a leak, in the shower, but they have, the tile in the bathroom is really clean and, but it's very outdated. It's 20 years old. So for you guys to go in the wall and take out this faucet and fix everything in the shower is going to require that the whole tub and everything be tiled again. So again, I know that's expertise that you guys have to do all of that.
Right. And what some people don't realize is we have special tools that we go in and measure moisture. They may have moisture in the walls or behind tile that they don't even know they have.
Mm.
And if you don't have the right tools to do that, that's kind of a big deal. And it's a common thing. I've seen it for years. Like I said, I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and I can't tell you how many times we've put a water heater, or I've seen someone put a water heater on top of a soaked, you know, water heater stand that's starting to grow mold or mildew and things like that. And that's the stuff we're trying to prevent from happening, because that's the stuff that's also not covered by your insurance.
Mm.
So as soon as you call it, you see mold and you think, oh, I'll call the insurance company. Well, they're just going to file it under neglect, and they're going to deny your claim. And like I always say, we've never really done a mold mitigation for less than $5,000 to $8,000.
Wow.
So you want to avoid those little stuff. Yeah.
So you want to do it when it's wet and be like, there's no mold right now. Good. That's where we want to be there. Let's not let it happen.
Yeah.
Because once you get to that part, it's a whole other game at that point in time.
Carlos, I want to mention something I want to mention something that I saw, and either one of you can take this. Something I saw yesterday. I was at a home in the North Valley, and I noticed that they had a very shallow pitch metal roof. And all of the gutters on the roof between the two roof sections were filled with leaves and branches and things from the trees. And I know that if in the unlikely event that we were to get rain or snow, that moisture would not come off the roof smoothly because of everything on the roof. So people can do some things right now to clean out the gutters and do some things on their home to really prevent a lot of damage, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially now with, you know, we're in a shutdown again. So, you know, why not jump on your roof and get up there with the leaf blower and blow out those gutters and make sure that everything's clean and we got a good path and you're ready for winter. And if you don't want to do it, call us. We're happy to send somebody over there to do it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, but right now, those are the big things that it's the little things, you know. I always say, 90% of the work we do is lack of maintenance. We're there because somebody didn't maintenance or take care of something the way they should have.
Yeah. Good stuff. We are on the phone this afternoon with Carlos Griego and George Rojas. They are the owners of Bosque Heating and Cooling. They contribute to supporting the programming here at KNKT, and we very much appreciate them. And we're talking about some things they do. We're going to talk about some ministry things. I always get Carlos to give us a good word. So in our next section, we're going to talk to Carlos a little bit about getting motivated to go to work, how to honor God. I'm going to ask both of these gentlemen to challenge the men that are our listeners, because I know they have a lot to say about that. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
At Krecha Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecha Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKrechaLawFirm.com.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Every day, children and teens will find themselves in the foster care system.
Because their parents can't take care of them.
Because of abuse or neglect.
They'll find themselves
scared,
angry, alone.
As a Christian foster parent, you can open your heart and open your home to a child or teen in need.
You can change your life.
To learn more about Christian foster care, call the Bear Foundation. 505-888-1362. ChristianFosterCare.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate comparing, so allow you to compare all the costs with any company that you might talk to. Call Indigo Mortgage because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. 836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. That's Indigo Mortgage, also a sponsor of the programming on ABQ Connect and KNKT. Carlos Griego and George Rojas with Bosky Heating and Cooling on the phone with me this afternoon. I want to ask you gentlemen about a couple projects that you have going. One, Coach for Kids, which a lot of people in Albuquerque are familiar with. And I understand you're also wanting to put together a bunch of shoes for Christmas. Carlos, tell us about those projects.
Yeah, so the Coach for Kids thing, it's kind of one of those things that I think it's going to be harder this year for people to get out and do shopping. People have lost jobs and their resources are limited at this point in time. And we're always looking for a way to help and get in there and help someone out or help out, you know, a program or something like that. So we committed to, at least buying, $5,000 worth of coats for the kids, and we were able to find out which sizes they struggled in, and we're going to order those in and deliver those. And then me and my wife were part of another club down in the South Valley called the Zapata Club. And what they work on is they work on getting shoes to, you know, less fortunate kids. So we're also going to commit another $5,000 in purchasing shoes and socks for those kids for Christmas.
Oh, sounds like
that's just part of. That's part of what we're doing, as you know, like every time you guys call us, every time you refer a friend to us, that gives us the means to do these kind of things.
Yeah, we always, in your advertising, we're clear that a portion of every job you do goes back into the community, and that's really true.
Right.
Carlos, I want to ask you, as an owner of a company, and you have employees, obviously, we already talked about the servant's heart that you both feel like you have towards your employees, but how do you prepare personally for the workday to make sure you're giving your best to your customers?
A long time ago was a hard question for me to answer. These days, it's real simple. I always turn to the Bible. That's where I start. Mm-hmm. I start my day there. I typically try to end my day there. And all the inspiration I need is right there in the Bible, whether we're going through good times or bad times or I hear good rumors about us or bad rumors about us or whatever the case may be, I always reflect on people in the Bible. You know, you think of Paul. Everybody knows Paul in the Bible. And you could only imagine what it took for him to get up every day and do what he did. And just knowing that you're doing your best to make a little change in everyone's life is a good thing, and that's enough to get me out of bed. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, you know, what you're talking about, a lot of times people don't understand, but a lot of times people had, Paul had rocks thrown at him. He had people chasing him. He even had to, you know, escape the crowds, you know, in kind of sneaky fashion, because everything he had to say wasn't always, well received. George, I want to ask you about the Rojas household. How's you and your team holding up at home during COVID-19?
We're trying to make the best of a difficult situation. I have three young daughters from the ages from anywhere from 10 to 14 years old right now. And, it's difficult. Obviously they're staying at home for the most part. We do have two of them that are, in Catholic school. And so they go there. They're still doing in school, when they can. One of them is quarantined right now because a classmate was, positive for COVID or was exposed to somebody that was positive. And so when that happens, they shut them down for a couple of weeks and then they go back in. So it's definitely an adjustment. It is something that we're trying to, like Carlos says, use the Bible and use Jesus as inspiration to get through, knowing that, you know, it could be worse. It could be a lot worse. A lot of people are having it a lot tougher than we are. We're blessed to be in a industry that is considered essential, and we have been able to power through and continue working and providing an income, not just for us, but for all our employees. And it's something that, you know, that we are very aware of, thank Jesus for, and make sure that we always, you know, pray for those that are a little bit less fortunate, going through tougher times, have somebody or know somebody that succumbed to the illness. And for us, it's just about staying safe, staying humble, and making sure that we're grateful and aware of our blessings.
Yeah. George, what kind of precautions are your employees taking when they visit a home and are going to work on that home? What kind of COVID precautions are you having to take now?
So it starts every morning. It starts off with a temperature check, right? Before we even send a technician to the van, we do the temperature checks, and then we sanitize each vehicle through the use of what's called a fogger. We have a sanitizing solution that has proven to be effective in killing COVID. And so we treat all our vehicles with that as well as our equipment. The technicians are provided with personal protective equipment in the form of masks, booties, gloves. In some cases, if they're going into a contaminated home, then they have respirators. You know, we're always trying to make sure that we take our employees' health, you know, into account, number one, and then obviously number two, our customers. When we go into our customers, unfortunately, a lot of them want to shake hands, want to meet you, and just for their well-being as well as ours, we have to refuse that at this time. As much as we would like to, we have to refuse that just because we want to make sure that everybody stays safe.
Oh, I understand what you mean. I mean, I'm used to walking up to people, on the campus of Calvary Church and giving them a big hug. And now you're standing 6 feet apart, kind of waving at each other. And it just, no matter how many times you do that, it is just very awkward. Carlos, what do you think God is trying to teach us through all of this?
I think George answered that question a little bit ago, but it's really, I mean, we should be really thankful for what we do have and not what we don't have. And I think people in general are a little bit spoiled. I know I was one of them, and I am probably still one of them. But we get so caught up in what we don't have and not in what we do have. And I think that if we were to take 10 steps back.
Wow. Well, it sounds like we might have gotten disconnected. We're going to try to get back with Carlos Griego and George Rojas. We're going to go to a quick break and see if we can catch these gentlemen up for about another 2 or 3 minutes with us. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel. And never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Carlos Griego and George Rojas, owners of Bosque Heating and Cooling, on the phone with me. Sorry, we had a little glitch there, guys, but I got to tell you, I'm looking through the window here out of the studio into the control room, looking at Steve Ryman, our producer, and the guy's magic. He's pushing all the buttons and got you guys back. So thanks for staying with us here. Well, I sometimes tease that in New Mexico, I sometimes feel like in terms of cell service, we still live in a third world country because they don't film those "Can You Hear Me Now" commercials in New Mexico.
No, never.
So, Carlos, you had just started to say, and very concisely, and what a blessing that you feel like we need to focus more on what we have instead of what we don't have. I've had a couple people on the, you know, we're really concerned about the community. We call our show ABQ Connect because we're really trying to connect the community. Obviously, here on this program, we look at things from a Christian worldview, but we interview a lot of people that don't hold the same faith position, and we want them to be part of ABQ Connect. We want them to know we love them. We're a community together, and you really do the same thing in your business, don't you?
We do, but and we do that by serving them. Mm. We serve them. You know, everything starts off with service. And if we reflect on our Bible, that's Jesus came down and he came to us and he served us. And he started at the bottom and he worked his way from there. And I think that when we approach those people, we approach them with a loving and servant heart. And that's the best way to wean them over.
Yep. Well, I want to re-mention to everybody that, why don't you give out the phone number and how people can contact you via the web and get service, and you also provide service 24/7.
Yeah, so we provide service 24/7. We have live people answering the phones 24/7. You could call 505-444-7200, or you could look us up on the web. You could either just Google Bosque or go to HVAC Albuquerque NM, and you'll find us right there.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you guys being with us. God bless you the rest of your week, and happy Thanksgiving. And we'll just all pray that this COVID thing is not going to last a whole lot longer. Great optimism about vaccinations and all kinds of things coming around the bend. So thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.